possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the week from the Firehouse Tour in Red Oak. I'm not fist pumping. Jake Rietma is behind
Dallas
me.
Stars!
Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. How is the rest of the NFL world looking at the Cowboys trading of Micah Parsons? Nick Eatman. He's going to be searching for words. No way Nick thought this was going to happen. He will join us at 920, DallasCowboys.com. Shout-outs. One of our best calls in recent history was Nikki from Indianapolis. She landed. She drove over here. Anniversary tomorrow. Checking out the stadium. Ford Center, the Star in Frisco, all of it.
Ohio State gear, though. So that kind of canceled out everything else.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah. And I didn't even notice that.
My man Steve, he reminded us, reminded me, we got in a fight over the Mavs tanking. He came out here with his cards all boxed up, all whatever the term is. KNC would be proud. He's got Cowboy all-time greats, and then he's got his Luka Doncic cards. He said he was so ticked off this morning, he forgot his teeth. So he's got to go back home and put his teeth in because he's so ticked off over the Micah deal. He's like, how do I explain this crap to my grandchildren? He is furious with Jerry and the front office.
It seems like a rush out of the house move where you forget your teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandfather would do that every now and then.
Shouldn't you have backup teeth in the car?
You know, I don't know what they cost. You know, does insurance only give you one set?
Yeah.
Those are expensive. I don't think they're like quite like glasses. David from Midlothian was also here. And then we got Lindsay, Rick, and then Christian in the Lightning McQueen shirt right over here running around and jumping around. So it's been a great turnout.
We used to play tricks on my grandpa. We would hide his teeth.
So you would hide your grandpa's teeth. You would steal the janitor's lunch at school.
Yeah.
Man. Adam Schefter this morning, Orlovsky crushing the Cowboys for this. Marcus Spears was really upset. Michael Irvin kind of called Jerry out, which takes a lot for him to do. DeMarcus Ware just shaking his head back and forth. Aikman is going to bust on them. Adam Schefter with the Cowboys thinking this morning on ESPN.
Jerry Jones felt like this was his modern day version of a Herschel Walker trade. He felt like he needed to do something dramatic to shake up things for a team that has not reached the conference championship game in 30 years, that has not gotten past the divisional playoff round in 30 years, and by making a blockbuster, shocking trade the way he once did with Herschel Walker, he could inject youth and picks and another player into his team and recreate some of that excitement that the Cowboys had the last time they went on an extended postseason.
There's no way he really believes that.
I know. They were looking at him on set like, what are you saying,
there's
Adam?
No way. Like, does Jerry feel like he gave away the Herschel Walker trade when he sent two first-round picks for Roy Williams or two first-round picks for
Galloway?
Two for Galloway.
I mean, that is the other thing is that, you know, you got the same for Micah Parsons that you sent for Joey Galloway.
Well, you got two and a Pro Bowler. You got Kenny Clark. That was an instance of Dallas overpaid, one. Two, the other instance here was just, they should have done this. If they really, I guess you can't blame them for you didn't have the foresight to know it was going to turn as sour as it did. But if you're legitimately claiming, no, this was about us really methodically investigating defensive tackles, we intended the whole time to move him, then, okay, well, if that's what you're going to claim, then yes, you did mess up by not doing this in March.
That's what I'm the most upset about. The timing of it where you were trapped to where you had to accept this as the best deal. Still two first, but...
They suggested it for you in March. They told you they would do... They told you, if it's going to be difficult, do it now. We'll work with you on a trade. Do it now. And they didn't. If that's the case, that's where they messed up if you want to talk about the value being off.
And now, I mean, Spotrac, they freed up $19 million of 2025 cap space. Now they hold an estimated $42 million, second most in the league. The Patriots have 52. The Cowboys have $42 million of cap space. The problem...
They don't sign anybody.
...is the faith in them going and signing and getting anyone when they've been telling... Again, the zigzagging of consistency, and I think the thing that caused the zigzag was Jerry's ego and stubbornness and pride. You have win-now contracts, and you just got rid of your best football player, and now you have all this cap space, which you've been telling us you're not signing the free agents because of draft and develop.
Look, I generally like their philosophy on free agency. You know your players better than you know a free agent. If you're going to invest big-time capital, invest it in something you know. I get it. But the problem is, you know, if you're going to free up all kinds of cap space and you're still going to have that philosophy, are you going to overpay guys that are your own guys that you don't need to pay?
Which would you have been more interested in? Because I don't assume Cincy would have done two. But would you have been more interested in Hendrickson and a single first for Micah than two firsts from the Packers and Clark?
No. I'd rather the two firsts.
Hendrickson, there's 22 spots
and a
better.
Single first?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done that.
Before the two? Really? Because I thought you wanted only draft capital.
You said you didn't want only. You didn't want players now.
I don't. Ideally, I don't.
Okay, well, the other offer has another pick, first rounder.
Yeah, I mean, Hendrickson is. I mean, look, this whole thing that.
They're not winning anything with Hendrickson.
Well, look, I mean. Whether you think that Mike is better than Hendrickson or not, Hendrickson actually gets more sack. Like, he gets it.
Okay, fine.
Like, he actually gets to the quarterback.
Okay, fine.
Micah doesn't.
Okay, fine. He gets 16 sacks. They're not going to do anything with Trey Hendrickson. Well, you just said the last two weeks you wanted draft capital.
I do. The problem with Hendrickson, you have to pay him. But, I mean, you're saving $17 million and you're getting more production.
And he's 30.
Yeah. Mike also wants to play three more years, basically. Four more years,
okay.
Right?
So that is the argument then moving forward. I'm going to hold you to that moving forward on T.J. Watt. I say he does get sacks.
I'm just surprised you're taking a win-now guy versus an extra first. That's the most shocking thing I've heard this morning.
Yeah, it's one of those things, put it in front of me, you know?
I am.
No, like if I was like Jerry, you know, put it in front of me. I like the idea of the two ones. I would have wanted more.
And I would rather have a second or third than Kenny Clark right now.
I agree. Yeah, Kenny Clark is, you know, I'm not impressed.
I'll tell you who really overestimated Micah's value was Tannenbaum.
By the way, I'm not saying I'm not impressed with Kenny Clark myself. I'm just saying, because run defense has been their biggest defensive problem. But even if they finish 15th, I don't think they're going to threaten for the championship. And if that's not going to happen and he's 30, then just give me more youth. Give me more younger players with the draft picks. This was their... I'll throw you a bone, Cowboy fans. Here's a win-now D-tackle. We're not totally mailing it in. We're going to fix and run defense. That's a still stay interested in the regular season. That's my opinion.
Is that throwing a bone to the fans, though, or is that everybody involved in bringing it like, hey, look, Jerry, we're still not punting on this year. We're still investing in this year, so you don't have to feel like you're sacrificing a year.
Who are you speaking as?
I'm talking about, like, if everybody who's involved in that decision, Stephen Jones, Will McClay, everything else, like, If he's having a hard time moving on from Micah, then you just say, well, look, you're not totally just punting on this year. You still get a player back.
I mean, I would guess that came from Jerry. That MO came from Jerry and Steven. I would guess that they sat in that office and was like, if we get rid of Micah Parsons for no win-now player, we're going to lose attendance. We're going to lose some ratings. We're going to be out of this thing. And they did it for interest. That I think that's a Jerry and Steven call, in my take.
Mike Tannenbaum's suggestion yesterday, because he said I would call Detroit.
Like if I'm Will McClay, I want more draft picks to play around
with. Sure, yeah.
Not.
But if you think you're not even going to be able to get Jerry to jump on board with two first round picks, like you're not going to be able to get those at all unless you can get a player back that can make it worth his while. Tannenbaum said he would have called Detroit and asked for three firsts and Brian Branch. who's an all-pro defensive back who's still on a rookie deal. And so, I mean, there were still some people clearly who, looking at it, thought that the Cowboys should have gotten even more.
I mean, that's
more
what you asked
given
for.
Right,
sure,
now.
I mean, you can ask for that. They're going to say no. But also, Detroit has, I mean, they're probably more likely to pick at the very bottom of the round.
League reaction, Jordan Schultz, text from an NFC executive, the Cowboys make no effing sense. Peter Schrager kind of defended them. He said, go ask other GMs if they would take two first-rounders, Clark, and $47 million for the guy. You'd be surprised how many would say yes.
Agreed. I think there are several teams that would say they'd rather have it.
I think Howie would have.
Would have what? Gave it up or traded the player?
I think Howie would have. If Howie had Micah and they were in the same kind of situation, I think Howie would have moved on from him.
Howie would have locked him up.
But he would have locked him up a long time ago, so he wouldn't have worried about it.
That's my biggest problem. Is not being done last year. I don't care what, how you got tied up, how you got handcuffed. And it just feels too personal for me than to just think of it as an NFL transaction.
He let his money get mad.
He did. That might be the first question we have to ask him. You know? How is the rest of the league grading this?
All right, so I went through a few of these trade grade scenarios and numbers. So, Sporting News gave the Packers an A+ and the Cowboys a B. A different writer said the Cowboys were the big winner here, and the Packers were the loser. And also the loser was Kenny Clark, because now he plays up front for a non-playoff team with a shaky defense. Edge rushers win, because obviously...
Well, he's a linebacker.
Right, there you go, there you go. From CBS Sports... The Packers get an A+. The Cowboys get a D-.
Who is that? Who's on that?
That's
one?
Jeff Kerr. From ESPN, the Packers get a B+. The Cowboys get a C+. From USA Today, that thing is still around. The Packers get an A-, and the Cowboys get a D+.
Damn.
So that's not good. The Athletic, the Packers get an A++++. And the Cowboys get a C+.
Herb Street's the only one right now I'm seeing on TV. I know it sounds crazy. I applaud Dallas and letting Micah go. And Adam Schefter said he's just getting a bunch of texts from executives saying, why not AFC? Jerry last night said, the only thing I really cared about is it was not done within the division.
Yeah.
What would have made you happier for a little bit extra compensation? If it's not three ones, let's take a third first-round pick out of it.
Okay.
Just a second or a third, you would have felt that much better about it. For me, I'm trying to find teams that would finish. Because Mike is not, I don't think he's going to go to a scrub, you know, like a bottom five team. I would have felt so much better if I felt like this pick could end up like 9 to 16. Both of those picks. If I could find a team kind of in that range.
Patriots would have been a team. Pittsburgh, maybe. Pittsburgh, you never know what they're going to wind up being.
They're not going to pay Mike and Watt.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville's going to finish that.
I mean, I'd love Jacksonville.
But Jacksonville might. I mean, look, would it surprise me if Jacksonville has the number one pick in the draft next year or makes the playoffs? Neither one would surprise me.
I look at it and I go, where do we think, as of this moment, Dallas will probably finish? Somewhere between 12 and 15 in the draft order, probably?
Yes.
So if they're going to finish between 12 and 15, I would guess Green Bay, let's just say for the sake of argument, they're going to be mid-20s. They'll be 24. So if you've got 24 and 12,
yep.
The benefit is there, you can go up to the top five and get a difference.
And there we go. They're trying to sell right now. Oh, Herschel Walker, we can trade down and get two more and three more. We could trade one of these picks for a win-now player. What Bobby just said to me, I think, is the plan. That has the fans excited.
But only for a quarterback.
That's the trade-up. This is right now, my hope, my excitement is behind trading up, packaging up for the move up.
What I would do is this year, I would see how it plays out, right? But I'm just going to use both first next year. Right? I'm not trading up.
What if Arch comes out?
Then I'm trading up.
You know what I'm doing, if I can swing it, honestly, is I would take one of those first-rounders next year, and I would find that team that seems to exist almost every year that goes, we'll trade you our second-rounder to get back in the first round, and we'll trade you our first next year.
Yeah.
And I would then try to set it up to where I got three firsts in 27.
Right. And then you can move up for Arch. That's got to be the play. But, they need bodies. and being able to utilize four first-round picks if you can to get four first-round players, that sets you up long-term.
877-881-1053. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line with the amazing Tolo feedback throughout the entire morning, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I think Nick Eatman could be feeling devastation.
He was the exhale when he walked into the media room yesterday. Just, I was like, long day. He's like, yeah.
Eatman joins us next from DallasCowboys.com after this. I have been waiting to hear from this man the entire morning. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly here on Sean and RJ. You never thought it was going to happen. Where were you? What did you do immediately when you saw that it had happened?
Well, obviously, just in the office, and it was time to go. You know, it's one of those things where I always call it, I don't know if I use this analogy, I always call it the tornado, where you got cold air and hot air that mixes together, and that's what it creates, because this is one of those things where it was an exciting moment there, where, you know, when you're in the business, that's what you do. I mean, you know, how you getting this story up, who's doing what, everyone's kind of pulling their weight. But at the same time, I hated it. I didn't want this to happen. Like, I did not want to hear that term or that phrase of Micah got traded. So,
Go ahead.
It just.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Ultimately, I understand some of the reasoning, and I get it. At the end of the day, a guy that maybe doesn't want to be here, but it's just a sad day because, to me, he's one of the most exciting players to ever watch and cover, especially for a defensive guy. And the fact that it didn't work out is sad.
How do you feel about the return?
Everybody would have liked to see more, but, you know, and I don't know how much it was shopped. I don't know if that was the going rate. I don't hate it. Two number ones is still, that's pretty, that's pretty big. I mean, to get two number ones and then a player that they, you know, they think can help them. I don't know much about him. He plays a position where stats are not going to be, you know, his friend. So it's hard to evaluate that. All you need to know is, you know, are they running the football on you? And I think the combination of Kenny Clark and Osa can be a really good unit there. But they lost a lot as a pass rusher. I mean, this is not a one-for-one type of thing at all. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not going with the whole, you know, stopping the run issue. I think you play on the perimeter, and they just lost one of the best pass rushers that they've ever had.
What were the major things that you took away from the presser last night?
I thought it was interesting, like, because, you know, the column I wrote was about, you know, basically how did this thing get on the table, and obviously trying to be cute with what happened a week ago. But I ultimately believe that did play a factor. And it was interesting when the question was asked. I don't know if y'all caught this, but Jerry was trying to collect his thought. The question was from John Machota, who you guys had on just the other day. He asked, did laying on the table ultimately play a, you know, factor into this? And Jerry is trying to answer it. He said, you don't do that. And then Steven finished it by saying, that's not how you make decisions. But that's not what Jerry was saying.
Right.
Jerry was saying, that's not how you act.
Yep.
As a team-oriented guy.
Yes.
And so it was almost like they had two different answers there. And they both might be right. That's not how you act. That's also not how you make decisions. From what somebody told me, is what you guys saw at AT&T Stadium is visible to the world. That's what we've been seeing for 4 years. And and I'm not saying that was the backbreaker. It's just that's the type of person that he was, teammate that he was, that they saw. So that was nothing new. It was just something new to us because we had never really seen him act like that.
Nick, I want to see if you interpreted this the same way I did. And again, I underline interpret. I thought when Jerry was asked about the effect on the locker room, he was basically saying, oh, trust me, it's not going to be a problem that Micah's not in that locker room. Kind of an addition by subtraction tone and answer. Did you get the same thing?
Yes, I did get that vibe. And I've heard those vibes. And I think that's what Jerry was trying to relay, is that he probably has talked to a few people, and by a few people, you know where it starts. And all I'm saying in there is I think that, you know, they've all said, hey, you know, I'm sure it's like, hey, you do what you got to do. And they'll say today, that's above my pay grade and all that kind of stuff. But I think at the end of the day, you know, Jerry and Shoddy get the feeling that, you know, they're going to be fine with that.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com on the Micah deal here, 105.3 The Fan. Is 47 a number that you would have been willing to go to? Or when you heard last night, it made me feel a little bit better that this wasn't just stubbornness over picking up a phone.
Right.
That Jerry said, look, y'all know what this is about, right? I finished with 40. They were starting with it. Now that he's gotten 47, Nick, do you feel better? You understand why they did it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was out of the principle, too, is we're going to negotiate. We're going back and forth. We get into this. You want this. I want this. Boom. All right, I'll go here. I'll go up to there, and then boom, and then, you know, let's go to 40 or 41, whatever it was. And then all of a sudden, like, hold on, let me, my agent called, and then the agent comes in. I thought that was a very telling statement, is they started where I stopped. And you know, that's not how. I don't think anyone's gonna win over Jerry doing it that way. If that's how it went down, the numbers are interesting though. I still haven't figured out exactly. You know, when you talk about new money, I'll say this: I don't believe the numbers are as far off as it's being reported. The five and the four is a big deal, but, you know, I was talking to a few people and they were just kind of saying when you really break it down on new money and what the contract was going to be, when you add in what they're getting right now, what his contract is right now, I think it was more the Cowboys were around 46. and they were at 47. As far as the new money goes, but when you factor it all in together with this year, I don't, you know, I think the Packers, I think what they're doing is almost 42. It's like 41.8.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not, this is not a 41 and then all of a sudden they went to 47. That, I don't think that's accurate. I don't think the Packers are doing that either. I think there's a lot more to it here. And that's what I just keep going back to. The thing that's weird to me is, you know, now it's five players for one and it's the stopping the run and all that. But they haven't played a game since April. So what in April they were going to do the deal, and now they're not going to do a deal. And now it's because of all these reasons, but you haven't done anything different in there. So I just believe I think that they were trying to be respectful to Micah the whole way, but I think at the end of the day, I think that they said, hey, this guy doesn't want to be here, and let's move him on.
Nick, how does this change, if it does at all, their clock in terms of their competing clock, in terms of certain players? Like, does it speed anything up? Does it speed up a clock on Dak?
No, I don't think it speeds up the clock, because I think the best part of the deal for the Cowboys is what's going to be down the road. And I think what it does is it gives them potential to do whatever you want. And you know, I think that this team really thinks Dak is going to be the guy. That's why they signed him to the contract and all that. But things change in this league all the time. And if you needed to go get a player, regardless of what position it is, having four number one picks over the next 2 years gives you some ammo to do whatever you need to do. And I know I keep saying, oh, they're going to go get Arch Manning and all that. I mean, that's funny to me. I mean, the guy's played two games in his life. And so I don't, you know, but anybody, whoever that is, whoever the next up-and-coming quarterback is, I think, the Cowboys have a chance to go get any position that they would want to get. So that's the ammo. So speeding up the clock and all that, I don't think it does. I just think it gives them more long-term, flexibility. But they're not, to me, they're not a better football team today than they were yesterday.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, you know, Jerry referenced in there that I've thought about the return for Micah going back all the way to January when we hired Schottenheimer. When you, I think a lot of people, they've publicly said they weren't going to trade him, they weren't going to move him, that was off the table. So Jerry's obviously said this has been something that's floated in their mind, things like that. When do you think, timeline-wise, it changed to where the Cowboys said, we're doing this, and we need to move on?
I think over the last 2 weeks, I really do. I think over the way things were handled. I mean, I think it probably got started with the actual trade request, you know, and the way it was done and how much was said and written and all that. So you could tell there was a lot of feelings involved there. I bet you that's where it kind of got a little bit serious, even though Jerry said don't lose sleep over this and all that, and he wasn't going to blink. But I bet you that's kind of where it started. But I still keep going back to the game Friday night. And maybe that's not true. And nobody wants to say this. Nobody wants to say that it was one little incident. I don't believe it was one incident. I just think when that happened, that showed everyone that he is about him. And Micah is he doesn't care about the other guys at that moment, right then and there, about them going and playing and fighting for their careers, going out there and doing that. He didn't really care right then. And that's what it showed, at least. So, you know, is it more to that? Yeah, of course. And again, I'm not trying to bash Mike at all. I think, as I said, I think he's one of the most exciting players ever. But what, you know, what he does best is play football. That's the best thing that he does. And not everybody can say that. There's a lot of players, the best thing they do is market themselves or talk in interviews or study film or work in the community, whatever it is. Micah's best thing he does is play football. And that's great. But I mean, as far as being a great teammate, doing all the other things, taking care of his body, the study habits and all that stuff, that's probably not the best thing he does. So I think the Cowboys had to decide over the next 5 years, 4 to 5 years, whatever, is he going to be the same player? And it should this be the time to kind of, you know, strike while the iron's hot.
We got about a minute left. What did you make of Jerry saying that the decision was unanimous among the decision makers?
I think that's always going to be the case. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, when they make it and they, are you guys good? You good? You good? I mean, I'm sure they've argued that they've deliberated forever. And yeah, but I mean, I think that's kind of normal. I think everyone's the same way. Yeah, well, this is something we got to do. It's not going to feel good. You know, this is not going to feel good today. I mean, it's like taking medicine, okay? It's going to make you feel better, but right now this is going to hurt like hell. And I think that's kind of where it is.
Great stuff. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Try to have a good weekend.
All right. See you guys. Have a good one.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly.
That's fascinating if what Nick has heard that 5202 represented was the Cowboys including the current year contract. Because that means it was 4 years and the new money was close to Green Bay.
With more guaranteed, Jerry said.
Yeah.
If that's right, that'd be really interesting.
Well, if it was me, I would have taken the negotiation. I would weigh where I want to stay, where I want to play versus the way Jerry insulted me. But
that means that was the deal they agreed to back in the spring. Would have been 45 a year, basically.
Oh.
Which would have, that was before the TJ deal, right? So that would have completely reset
passed
everything.
Miles by 5 million.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. Last segment here from the Firehouse Red Oak location. Next, KNC Crosstalk on the Fan. It's time to crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece to get their Micah reaction here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. And they're not in studio. Where are you guys for the Tolos to come visit?
Guys, we are at Uncle Julio's off of Preston Road. Right, we're looking at Sam Rayburn Tollway right now.
Oh, wow.
I think probably Stonebriar is the mall right behind us.
Correct.
So if you want to go get some stuff for a party or something, you can do that. Or you can go party there right after you have your margaritas and chocolate pinatas out here. Also, Cody, can you throw me one of those shirts real quick? We have some Tolo shirts that we are giving away today. It doesn't matter the size, Cody. Just throw it out. All right. All right. There we go.
Cody's there? He was just there.
Yeah. Cody is here. And this is the Tolo shirt that we're rocking with today. It's long sleeve. Wow. So you're getting ready for the wintertime. If you want to
come out. Although Corey wants you to cut the sleeves off.
You do whatever you want with the sleeves. It really doesn't matter. So we got that rocking today. And then it looks like we got some other giveaways, some Echo Dots and other.
Nelly ticket giveaway!
And Nelly tickets. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun day. Wow. Friday football feast, baby.
A lot of people asking for Micah Luka comparisons with the Rage or Devastation.
No. Absurd.
What is it, Bobby, at least by this metric?
So, yeah, if you just look at the live viewers we've had on YouTube today, which generally, if we're going to talk about, like, after a game, we're usually like going to be around, like, 900 to 1,000. So it was big today. It was 1,300, like, was where it peaked at. The day after, and we were coming off of a weekend where it had simmered for a few days, the fan cam that morning after the Luka trade peaked at 1,900.
Was that vasectomy day for you?
What?
The Luka trade, was that vasectomy day? Because you were out that day.
Yeah, it was like a scheduled day off.
That's right. It was a comp day or something like that. Yeah.
But 1,900 people checking in for that. That shows like that was a citywide devastation that people.
Yeah, because it was betrayal. It was betrayal. This was not betrayal. This was just a trade.
This was just an equal swap.
Tell me more.
Yeah, by the way, I also want to congratulate the fan texter that was listening to your show. First fan text I saw when I pulled up the fan text with the amazing opinion of you cannot get anyone good in the draft between picks 24 and 30. So I just pulled up any random draft. I picked the one that was in Dallas. And to be fair, they were right because they said 24 to 30 and not 32 where Lamar Jackson was taken and then 30 the year before where TJ Watt was taken. So that was a really good point. About how you can't get anybody good to draft at the end of the first round. Look,
but hey, Kevin, once you've said that, now the goalposts will move to.
For sure.
But the Cowboys can't draft anybody.
Yeah. That's a whole different deal. If you just don't believe in the Cowboys' ability to team build, then I get why you hate this. I am not against this move whatsoever, and I think any comparisons to Luka are Luka are absurd. You were just in the NBA Finals. This team hasn't gotten anywhere near a championship in 30 years. So if you hate the way the Cowboys do business, guess what? They decided to radically change the way they do business. Oh no, we lost Micah. Okay, did you think they were going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, you didn't. Well, then guess what you did? You pulled in a player that's going to cost you $2.3 million. Oh, I don't think he's any good. Well, guess what? The 2 years after that, he has no guaranteed money left on his contract, so you can cut him and let him walk out the door, and it doesn't cost you anything. What did you do in the meantime? You saved $19 million on this year's salary cap, not to mention how much money you're not going to have to pay Micah. Plus, you picked up two more first-round picks, so if you want to tank for Arch in 26 or 27, you have the assets to do that, or if you want to pick up another quarterback, you have the assets to do that as well. If you have loved the Cowboys all along and you were like, stay the course, you're doing great, then I understand why you're mad. If you think the Cowboys suck the way they do business, then you should be pumped this morning.
Look at you.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, just for reference, in the last 15 years, the Cowboys have picked at number 24 twice, and they picked Tyler Smith and Dez Bryant.
I mean, those worked.
Where were the 24 and 30?
Oh, they also picked Calvin Hill in 1969 at pick 24.
Where were the Michigan guys picked? Nice.
I mean,
27. That's
Kevin,
are
you all embarrassed? That was very well presented.
Thank you.
Let me follow
counterpoint
up.
Counterpoint me?
Yeah, counterpoint with the faith in this front office with money to spend it, period.
Well, sure.
No, spend it, comma, or correctly.
And that is a counterpoint, I promise you, Sean, I will listen to all day. Like, we go back to the Dak contract, for example. Like, why didn't Dak take less money? The thing that I always go back to is why. What leads you to believe that the Cowboys will ace all of their offseason or free agency moves with more money? And I think that's why Dak didn't take less money because he was like, well, what are you going to do with it? I understand all of those concerns. I'm not going to dismiss people's concerns about this front office, but at least it's something different. They're reloading with draft assets and money, which is something they have not done in some time. Are they going to ace it? Look, I don't have a great track record with them to tell you that they will, but I know they weren't going to ace it the other way.
Yeah, and I mean, quite simply, this team has been asset poor for years. They haven't been able to make any noise in the first round because they don't have the assets to do it. In order to gain assets, you either nail every pick in the draft, which they've been under pressure to do for multiple years now. How many times a year brought us say, man, Will McClay has so much work to do to nail every single one of these, or you sign free agents with significant money, which they don't have because that's their own fault, so we can admit that as well, or you make trades for players or more draft picks, which they just did. They haven't been able to move up or down in the draft for years because they had no assets to actually do that with. They had star players, but once they sign big contracts, those become liabilities to them and to the future acquisitions. So I think this is a quality move on their part, even if it's making them worse this year.
This might be, by the way, in terms of when we talk about the amount of money they have to spend, this might be, I need to look, but this might be the most money they've had in the cap era without restructuring contracts, like the most space they've had.
Corey, I was not expecting an upbeat, positive attitude from the emotional Cowboy fan.
Well, and you know, Sean, I was listening, and I've been following your Twitter for, you know, years now. It seemed as I was listening this morning, because it was really early, uncomfortable with the direction of all this, like the ambiguity that it leaves because of all the question marks, because this whole organization is one big enigma anyway. So that's like one of the big problems is you don't know. As Florio said with you guys earlier, they changed directions in the middle of this. They decided, okay, we're going to go in the new way. And when leadership changes directions, everybody has to be on, you know, the same path now. But that's what makes you uncomfortable. Based on what I've been listening to this morning, is you don't know the path that they're heading down, and you don't trust that they're going to be able to take you down that path.
They might not know the path they're heading down.
Yet. They might.
It might be very fluid. Like, I could justify making the move and then say, hey, you know, we'll play it out this year, because there's nothing they can do right now. There's no move they can make right now, right? So let's just play it out this year. If the team has a great year, then you could package some of those picks, move up, do whatever you want. If it's terrible, you can use them, and then maybe next year, use those picks, move up, get a quarterback, whatever you want. Like, I think it opens up a canvas where they don't know what the kind of painting they're going to do, but they can use this year to figure it out.
I'm just conflicted because I'm mad at Jerry for the position they ended up in.
Yep.
I get that, for sure.
Fair. I'm giving Jerry credit for not paying 47.
That's a crazy number.
I'm giving Jerry credit for doing something different finally, as he said. I'm looking in the mirror. But then I'm pissed and depressed because they're worse, and they were a fringe playoff team in many people's minds anyway. And then I add in worry because you got a hit with two picks at the end of the first round that in a great
Maybe.
World would add up to be Micah Parsons. Then I got to trust you.
Maybe
as
they'll
the
be
worst.
At the end of the first round.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, because those Maybe. Draft picks could be, you can do a variety of things with those. And that's like, you can move those things all over the place.
Yeah. And then I got to have hope that the worst free agent, and it's not close anymore. It used to be the Mavericks. The worst free agent spending team in the city has all the money. That's good, but the Cowboys in free agency are a national and local joke.
We're going to sign so many $3 million contracts. Dude,
we're on the best depth ever.
But you know what?
The best depth.
Depth is great.
Yeah, Sean, but you need a 9 in the bar sometimes, okay? I can't have a bunch of 6s.
Now, listen, what's the difference? I'd rather have 5 2s than 1 10.
What? Oh, it's not me.
It's a better story.
Is this in terms of players or women?
It's a better story. 5 2s. Okay.
As long as
five
all the twos are together.
Better story than
all the twos. Well, all the twos got to be willing to add with each other.
Right. There
okay.
you go.
Then I agree with you.
See, if you get 5 2s on the offensive line or 1 10, I mean, they work in cohesion.
Sean, I want to make this clear. Like, during the show today, at least for me, I'm not going to discount anybody who feels that way. I agree with you that absolutely they got worse yesterday. My issue is, kind of what you just said. Like, just for me personally, is they were going to be fighting to be a wild card. I would much rather, and this is just my general sports philosophy, I would much rather not all the way tear it down, but take several steps back to make a better run at it than, hey, we might be the wild card and get drilled on the road in the first round, which is what I think was going to happen with Micah Parsons. So this strategy might not work whatsoever, but I know that the Cowboys' usual strategy doesn't work. So I'm not going to like, hey, anybody who disagrees with me is dumb. I don't think that's the case whatsoever. This is just my personal opinion about team building.
All right, Chop, you've been burning up over this story for 45 minutes, so end the weekend, end the show with this.
ESPN has College Game Day this week. It's Lee Corso's final game. It's Texas, Ohio State. He's going to put either the Longhorn or the Buckeye head dressing on for the final time. It's the legendary career. Lee Corso had a send-off today when he landed in Columbus on Southwest Airlines. Lee Corso is pushing 90 years old, and they got this poor dude out there flying steerage.
Standing in line.
Standing in line in Group A, waiting for his turn to pick his window seat.
How do you know this?
There's an article about it, because they talked about the fact that when they landed, they gave him a champagne bottle at the desk. They said...
At the main gate. Like, not a private... Not Herb Street's... Herb Street gets a private plane.
At the main gate.
Herb Street's dog gets a private plane.
At the main gate, here he is getting a bottle of champagne. And he says, can I open it now? And they said, you got to wait till you land. You can't open it on the airplane. The whole crowd did. Everybody at the gate did a standing ovation for Lee Corso. They got this poor guy flying commercial.
No.
Like, put him on a PJ.
Wow.
This is like Micah flying JetBlue or wherever to go to that doctor visit.
All right. Everyone have a fantastic and extended weekend. The KNC Masterpiece. I think they're going to make you feel better if you're Cowboy depressed after the Micah deal. We're back on Tuesday. Jake and CA got you covered Monday morning. KNC from where, Corey Majors?
Uncle Julio's in Frisco.
I'll see you there.
Shout out Red Oak. You guys were amazing and awesome. Have a good weekend. KNC on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.